Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In today's nostalgic gridiron news, we discuss Stag's determination to find a new way to win, Sharp sets records, and the Hall of Fame birthdays just keep rolling out some great players to celebrate about. We have these stories and more coming up in just one moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So in taking the snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of pigskindispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place and your time of day where you just get to sit back and relax and soak in that great gridiron history that we're going to bring to you once again. And it's today's episode is about June 26th, and it's great football history and birthdays of Hall of Famers. Now, not a whole lot of headlines today, but we do have one, and it comes from June 26th. 1888. Yes, Sherman, we're in the way back machine on this one. In the great book, Amos Alonzo Stagg, College Football's Man in Motion, by our friend Jennifer Taylor Hall, we learned that just 3 days after pitching an 8-0 shutout to lead Yale over Harvard for a share of the league championship, Stagg took the mound again for the Elis. With his arm still numb from the hard throwing a few days earlier, Lonnie Stagg pitched a game underhand, forcing 17 pop flyouts by Harvard to help give Yale a 5-3 victory and the championship title. Now, make sure you check out her book. We talk about it a lot. Amos Alonzo Stagg, College Football's Man in Motion, Jennifer Taylor Hall. We have a link to where you can buy it on her publisher right on pigskindispatch.com for the June 26 edition. Or you can find her on Amazon or just do a great Google search on that book or Jennifer Taylor Hall, and you will find some place to buy it because it is definitely worth the money, and you'll want to have that in your personal library. Now let's talk about some Hall of Fame birthdays for this June 26th. We'll start off in the year 1905. Micanopy, Florida, North Carolina State's halfback slash quarterback from the era of 1925 to 1927, Jack McDowell was born. Football was a new wonder to be explored and enjoyed in the southern states in the 1920s. And footballfoundation.org shares that the Southern Conference was just 3 years old, and North Carolina State fans were simply hoping for respectability within the new league. Little did they know that their Wolfpack had a player who would become the greatest athlete probably in school history. Spindle Legs McDowell would run like the wind, pass with precision, kick with accuracy, and play a devilishly destructive defense. He was Mr. Everything to the Wolfpack football program. But where this young man would lead them was quite a pleasant surprise. Jack's first two seasons on the Wolfpack squad were filled with more losses than wins, but in his final year, McDowell led the Wolfpack to its finest record since the school began playing football in 1894. As NC State ran off a 9-1-0 record, Jack McDowell's collegiate football records are celebrated in the College Football Hall of Fame after his induction in 1975. And when the school bell rang for the last time, Spindle Legs found a career path of becoming the head coach and athletic director at Rollins College, a post he held for some 29 years. Great story there. June 26, 1916, Chicago, Illinois. Alvin Weistert, who was Boston University as well as the University of Michigan's tackle from 1946 to 1949, arrived into this life. Alvin, who was referred to as Moose, was the last of a trio of Hall of Fame brothers that played college ball at a high level as he joined siblings Francis, or Whitey, and Albert the Ox. Each of these men wore the number 11 for their school and has since been retired in their honor. The NFS bio on Moose tells us that he was a high school dropout and he spent 6 years in the Marine Corps during World War II before entering college. Because of his lack of high school credits, Weistert was required to pass a battery of skill tests, which he did with ease. Not wishing to live in the shadow of his two very famous brothers, Alvin enrolled at Boston University and lettered as a 30-year-old freshman football player. He transferred to Michigan, played 3 years at tackle, was an All-American in 1948 and 49, team captain in 1949, and Michigan won the Big Ten Championship all 3 years he played there. At age 33, in 1949, he became the oldest player ever named All-American. Alvin Weistert was honored with induction into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1981 after the National Football Foundation tabulated up their votes. June 26, 1933, Columbus, Ohio. The University of Notre Dame's starting quarterback from 1951 to 1954, Ralph Guglielmi, was born. The NFS bio tells us that he was a starting quarterback in just a third game of his freshman year in 1951. He would go on to hold the fabled role for all 4 years of his impressive college career, capped by a unanimous All-American honors and a fourth place finish in the Heisman voting at the end of the 1954 season. During his career, he ran for 13 touchdowns. He passed for 18. He completed 209 passes for 3,117 yards. Ralph was enshrined into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2001, and he was a two-way player for the Irish, as he also started defensive back, picking off 10 opponents' passes in college. He was later drafted in the first round of the 1955 NFL Draft, and the signal caller went on to play in the NFL for the Washington Redskins, St. Louis Cardinals, and New York Giants and Philadelphia Eagles. June 26, 1968, Chicago, Illinois. Shannon Sharp, the Pro Football Hall of Fame tight end that played for the Denver Broncos and the Baltimore Ravens, was born. Sharp earned the right to play in the Pro Bowl 8 times, and he was voted a first-team All-Pro 4 times in his 14 years in the league. It's quite amazing that he was not picked until the 7th round of the 1990 NFL Draft as the 192nd overall pick. Shannon played with a chip on his shoulder, and he proved the experts wrong as he played like a first-round talent his entire career. The Pro Football HOF.com website says he caught 815 balls for 10,060 yards and 62 scores, all of which were records for the tight end position when he retired. The gifted receiver was a standout at Savannah State University, and Shannon played in 8 Pro Bowls that helped the Broncos win Super Bowl 32 and 33, as well as earning a ring with the Ravens in Super Bowl 35. You know, so that's quite a span of just a few years. In 3 years, four years, he won 3 Super Bowls with 2 different teams, and prolific tight end receiver, 10,060 yards, 62 touchdowns. I believe that was later broken by Tony Gonzalez, who was outstanding himself. But, you know, for the time when he retired in the early 2000s, that was quite a remarkable feat for a tight end, and still is to this day. You know, he's definitely second on that list. And, you know, just some great talent that we've got to talk about that had birthdays today. That great Notre Dame quarterback, Ralphie G, Moose Weistert, Alvin is his proper name. Jack McDowell, Spindle Legs. You know, who can you talk about that? And, you know, of course, our Amos Alonso stag news from Jennifer Taylor Hall for this June 26th. Well, that all wraps up to make one great historic day on the gridiron, June 26th. And you now know the whole story of the history of football for June 26th. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for our June 27th edition. And, you know, we are here each and every day, and you'd never have to miss a day. You can go to pigskindispatch.com/podcast, and you'll see all of our podcasts there. You can also find them on the sportshistorynetwork.com or your favorite podcast provider. They're always vibrant and always good listen to, even if you're not on that day of the year, because it is still football history, and we're just telling a story one day at a time, and we want you to fill that football brain full of knowledge. Get around that water cooler now that everybody's going back to work and impress your friends at the bar. Just be a football junkie and just absorb the great football history. And we're glad you joined with us today. Hope you'll join us tomorrow. Make sure you check out my friends at thesportshistorynetwork.com. Some great podcasts going on there. You can check me out at pigskindispatch.com. We have blog posts going up every single day, podcasts every single day. Always something new at pigskindispatch.com. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.